In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful. Hello everyone, and welcome to this edition of your own program, Horizon Magazine, coming to you live from Tehran with me, Vida Montahab. Forgiving others is a compassionate thing to do. We know this. Nonetheless, oftentimes, we don't do it. We want those who hurt us to suffer for what they did. How forgiving are you? Can you free yourself of your anger, your judgments, your resentments, your bitterness, all of which interfere with your present moment joy and inner peace? Or do you refuse to forgive others and relegate yourself to living in the past and never being in the present moment, in the eternal now, where all the good things in life happen? In today's program, we'll talk about the power of forgiveness. As always, we welcome your views and comments on the subjects discussed on this program. So please email us your thoughts at horizon@sahartv.ir and call us at the numbers you see on your screen during the show. Now it's time to refresh our souls with the prayer of the day. Please stay with us.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. O the Measurer, O Allah, O the Forgiver of all big and small sins. It is only you who forgives due to your attribute of pardoning. As for the pardoning and forgivenesses of the creation, they are mere reflections of your forgiveness.
Amen. Just as it is important to believe in the mercy and forgiveness of Allah, it is also necessary to base human relations on forgiveness. We cannot expect Allah's forgiveness unless we also forgive those who do wrong to us. Forgiving each other, even forgiving one's enemies, is one of the most important Islamic teachings. One of the moral traits recommended in the Holy Quran is forgiveness. Hold to forgiveness, command what is right, and turn away from the ignorant. The Holy Quran, Surah 7, verse 199. Now it's time to take a quick break. We'll come back soon. Stay with us. Welcome back to your own program, Horizon Magazine. Now, joining me online is Mr. Ammar Al-Muallim. Ammar, hello and welcome to our program.
Hello and thank you for this invitation.
Welcome. Ammar, today we are talking about forgiveness. I want to ask you a general question. How do you define forgiveness?
Well, I'm going to define it like Imam Hussein defined it, and like the Prophet Jesus defined it, is to love your enemy and give them and forgive them the things that they have done wrong to you.
Okay, so this is your general definition of forgiveness.
Yeah, it's the love you give your enemy.
Okay. Very good. Ammar, are you kind enough to provide us with the viewpoint of Islam on forgiveness?
Sorry, can I beg your pardon?
Okay, would you please tell us the viewpoint of Islam on forgiveness?
Oh, yeah. In Islam is like the other world religions seek that persons try to forgive each other and seek to expand the love you have from your from the people or your family around you to be expanding to all the humanity, and in that case give the love and be able to forgive everything that is done to you.
Okay, very good. And what do you believe the most important elements of forgiveness are?
Well, I think the first thing is to think positive of people It's like when you are doing things and you feel that you have doing them right and are positive about your feelings, then in the opposite, you should also have these positive feelings about people's behavior. And in that case, judge them in the positive way.
Okay, thank you very much, Ammar, for your wonderful remarks, and I do appreciate, you know, your taking time to, you know, participate in this program.
Thank you very much, and have a good night.
Hope to see you again in this program. Bye. Those who do not abide by the moral values of the Holy Quran find it very difficult to forgive others, because they are easily angered by any error committed. However, Allah has advised the faithful that forgiveness is more proper. The repayment of a bad action is one equivalent to it, but if someone pardons and puts things right, his reward is with Allah. The Holy Quran, Surah 42, verse 40. Now it's time to take a quick break. We'll come back soon. Stay tuned.
وحدي في ظلمة ليلي في وحشة دربي همي يثقلني ذنبي يؤلمني وحدي أدعوك وأرجو من ذنبي أشكو ما لي سواك أنا في حماك فارحم عبدا نجاك يا الله يا الله أنت الرجاء منك هدانا يا يا الله يا الله يا الله رب هداك ما زلت أسير وعلى العصيان ما عدت قدير فأني دروبي واغفر ذنوبي فأنا الفقير قد عاد القلب في الدرب يسير فرحا مشتاقا لله يطيب رجاه رضاك يوم لقاك أنت القدير فارحم عبدا نجاك يا الله يا منك هدانا يا الله يا الله.
Believers' notion of forgiveness is very different to that of those who do not live by the morals of the Holy Quran. Even though many people may say they have forgiven someone who has offended them, it nevertheless takes a long time to free themselves of the hatred and anger in their hearts. Their behavior tends to betray that anger. Now it's time to take a quick break. Please don't go away. Welcome back. Now, joining me online is Ms. Setare Sadeghi. Setare, hello and welcome to our program.
Hello, thank you very much.
Setare, the topic of our today's discussion is forgiveness. And generally speaking, I just want to know, how forgiving are you?
Well, I think my friends and others around should be the judge of that, but I think I try to be quite forgiving.
Okay, very good. And Setare, some people believe that forgiving other people just give them more power to do their wrongdoings. And what's your take on that?
Well, I think in some cases that could be true, but for the person who is trying to be forgiving, who is practicing it, I don't think he or she has to care about if it gives the power to the person to continue wrongdoing or not. Because I think the person who would insist on doing wrong doesn't care if you forgive him or her or not. They would just continue it. And I do it as my duty and for my own sake, not for the person.
Very good. And Setare, some people consider forgiveness as a sign of weakness. What do you make of that?
I wouldn't agree with them at all, because sometimes it's very difficult to forgive some people, especially if they have done something that hurt you or, I don't know, annoys you. So I think actually it's a sign of being very strong and having power, because yeah, it takes a very strong heart and kindness to forgive what others have done to you.
Okay, Setare, thank you very much for your presence in this program.
My pleasure, no problem.
Thank you. Bye. Man is prone to fall into the temptations of sin and the whispers of Satan, and when he does, he should always remember to return to Allah, call upon him, and ask for forgiveness with hope in his mercy. Forgiving is the essence of spirituality, because it prepares us for our ultimate liberation from suffering. It is no coincidence that most religions have emphasized the flowering of a heart that can forgive. All the available research shows that anger is a state of mind that seriously damages human health. Forgiveness, on the other hand, even if it comes hard to people, is pleasing, an aspect of superior morals that eliminates all the harmful effects of anger and helps the individual to enjoy a healthy life, both psychologically and physically. Forgiveness, of course, is one of a form of behavior by which a person can stay healthy, and a positive virtue everyone should live by. The fact that the features of this sort of morality and that the benefits of which have been scientifically identified have been revealed in many verses of the Holy Quran is just one of the many sources of wisdom it contains. Now it's time to take a quick break. Please stay with us. Welcome back to your own program, Horizon Magazine. Now it's time to shift our attention to our today's report that is about a fretwork exhibition. Please take a look.
I'm Sayyid Reza Mousavi Maliki, born in 1976. It's 15 years that I'm engaged in wood carving and sculpturing. What I'm doing now is in fact considered a branch of conceptual arts. Wood carving in Iran has deep roots, and currently some cities such as Sanandaj and Urumqi are ranked above their cities in terms of quality and quantity. Mostly we are dealing with wood, and there is no restrictions in that. We are working in mass and use other materials such as mud, paste, polyester, and fiberglass as well. In this approach, we have three types of wood carving, namely shallow, semi-deep, and deep wood carving. Most of the time, we create semi-deep wood carving. We get a piece of wood and create the design on it. We make the peripheral cuts to make an outline of the work and gradually shape it and create the layers. Mass works are done in two ways. One of them is augmentative, which employs mud and paste, and the second type is subtractive. The artwork you see right now is a sample of subtractive render of mass wood carving. This piece of work was initially in the shape of a walnut tree tusk. We made cuts all across the piece of wood, but as there were stones inside it, nobody had managed to cut it completely. At first, we didn't know how these stones had found their ways into it. Then we decided to carve out this design on the wood, a thirsty human being who has let one of its hands loose on the ground. We didn't touch the stones and sought to make it look accidental. It means we aligned different factors beside each other to create this artwork. We named this work Thirst or a Thirsty Man. In my opinion, these stones could be the symbol of all vices any human being deals with, and the moment comes when they want to get rid of them. Therefore, whatever they turn to, finally God becomes their last resort. That's why it looks towards the sky.
We learn Quran, we come to know of two aspects of forgiveness, including Allah Almighty's forgiveness and human forgiveness. The Holy Quran reveals to us that forgiveness is one of the most important one of Allah Almighty's countless characteristics. This is clearly evident from the narrations of the Holy Quran that refer to the mightiest Lord's forgiveness in many names and many dimensions. Now it's time to take a quick break. Please stay with us. Welcome back. Now joining me online is Mr. Amir Karimi. Mr. Karimi, hello and welcome to our program.
Hello, thank you, and I'm so happy to have you on time.
Me too. Our pleasure. Mr. Karimi, what are the positive impacts of forgiveness on the person who forgives the other people?
Actually, I think at the first we have to face ourselves a question. Does forgiveness mean that you suddenly have amnesia and have forgotten all of the events and hurts that have been etched into your persona? I myself think no. Many times forgiveness is more about ourselves healing and being able to move forward than it is about the person being forgiven. When I allow myself to forgive someone, in a sense, I'm saying myself, I'm in charge and you are not about to control my actions or my self-worth. Forgiveness gives me the ability to focus ahead in a positive, constructive direction. Once I have made an empowering decision, changes I will feel a huge relief, much like a rock being lifted off my chest.
Very good. And Mr. Karami, you know that forgiveness sometimes is not an easy kind of work. What suggestions do you have for the person who is trying to forgive the other people?
I myself, in my whole life, I remember them as a child, and it's much easier to me. I remind myself that I forgive not for them, but for me. And that easier to me to forgive than to hang on at so much anger and hurt and betrayal. I just acknowledge that we are humans, and so as we are allowed to make mistakes, we're just to forgive ourselves. And I always remember that we are all doing the best we can do at the time. And this is the life is just for love, and we have to love each other, and love is about the forgiveness.
Very good. And Mr. Karami, may I ask you a personal kind of question?
Yeah, you're welcome.
How forgiving are you?
I'm just always forgiven, and I'm just forgiving.
Okay. That's all?
Yeah. And to my knowledge, I always trying to, as I have told before, I'm just trying to think that all the humans being are not doing something purposefully. They are just doing, and this is the mistake, and the time is just passing, and we are just alive to have pleasure and forgive ourselves. And this is the point. And the main thing that I want to say that when our God is so forgiving and He forgives us, why we don't forgive each other?
Yes, you are completely right. And thank you very much, Mr. Karami, for appearing on our show. That was a brilliant talk. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a good night.
You too. Bye. Now it's time to take a quick break. We'll come back soon.
پشت ابرا پنهون میشی میری که آسمون رو روشن کنی میخوام که نزدیک تو باشم تو پیرهن خورشید و تن من کنی فرشته زندگی سید همین خاطر هاست آفتاب و سایه سهن ما تو سایه روشن خداست آهای فرشته با تو هم دنیا بهشت آدم هاست اما فقط یه فاصله میونه آدم و خداست یه وقتا پشت ابرا پنهون میشی میری که آسمون روشن کنی میخوام که نزدیک تو باشم تو پیرهن خورشید و تن من کنی
که رو زمین بیاد تو آب چشمه ها گمه. آهای فرشته زندگی سید همین خاطر هاست، آفتاب و سایه سهم ما تو سایه روشن خداست. آهای فرشته با تو دنیا بهشت آدم هاست، اما فقط یه فاصله میونه آدم و خداست. یه وقتا پشت ابرا پنهون میشی میری که آسمون روشن کنی، میخوام که نزدیک تو باشم و تو
Welcome back. You are watching Horizon Magazine, coming to you live from Tehran. Now, joining me on the line is Hamis. Hamis, hello and welcome to your program. Hamis, I know that you are a reciter of the Holy Quran. And as today we are talking about forgiveness, I just want to ask you this question, that forgiveness, how forgiveness is portrayed in the Holy Quran?
الحمد لله بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Before we go far, at least we should like to explain the meaning of the word forgiveness. Briefly, we can say that this is the way of stopping getting hungry. For us human, we are known of doing a lot of mistakes, but we are just hopeful because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Quran, and وَاللَّهُ يُؤَخِذُ اللَّهُ النَّاسَ بِمَا كَسَبُوا مَا تَرَكَ عَلَى ظَهْرِهَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ, that if God was to punish men according to what they deserve, he would not leave on the back of the earth a single living creature, but he gives them respite for a stated time. That meaning that God is just forgiving us. He is so forgiving. Therefore, that's why you have a lot of promise. And that's why Allah SWT told us in Surah Al-Zumara, this is the 39th chapter of the Quran, verse 53, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. My servants who have transgressed against their souls, they spare not of the mercy of Allah, for Allah forgives all sins, for He is of forgiving most merciful. That means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us hope that even if we have done a lot of mistakes, we have transgressed against our own souls, we should not despair of His mercy. Therefore, the Quran is giving a human the hope of at least gaining some forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, here it's teaching us how always to forgive the shortcomings of a human being. And that's why even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Quran, تَكَادُ السَّمَاوَاتِ يَتَفَطَّرْنَ مِنْ فَوْقِهِنَّ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَلَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah says in Quran, verse 42, chapter 5, the heavens are almost rent asunder from above them by him, the God, and the angels celebrate the praises of their Lord and pray for forgiveness for all beings on the earth. Therefore, when Allah SWT is telling us, يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدُ رَبِّهِمْ وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ, it means Allah is giving us hope that we are being prayed for by the angels for the forgiveness of our shortcomings, all the mistakes we do. Therefore, it is the Quran is emphasizing how always to forgive and always to be people who are ready to forgive the shortcomings of a human. That's why Quran and Allah SWT says in Quran, chapter 7, verse 199, خُذُوا الْأَفْوَ وَأْمُرُ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَأَعْرِضُ عَنِ الْجَاهِرِينَ. All for forgiveness, command what is right, but turn away from the ignorant. Here Allah SWT, He emphasized, خُذُوا afu, always be forgiving. It means that we are going to live in a state where we are only have to work upon forgiveness, because we are not ready to abide by the shortcomings of the human unless we forgive. And whenever someone forgives, his heart is concealed with some relief. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran, the chapter is 4, verse 48. Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَنْ يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَمَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ افْتَرَى إِثْمًا عَظِيمًا. Allah forgives none that partners against him. But he forgives anything else to whom he pleases. To set up partners with Allah is to devise a sin most heinous indeed. Here Allah SWT is telling us that he's going to forgive us so long as we don't associate in partnership with him. Therefore, we are hopeful that at least we shall be forgiven. There's no way we can live without being forgiven, and there's no way we can live unless we forgive the shortcomings of our own selves, from our own partners. That's Allah SWT says in Quran, verse 45, chapter 45, verse 14. قل للذين آمنوا يغفر للذين لا يرجون أيام الله ليجزي قوما بما كانوا يكسبون. Tell those who believe to forgive those who do not look forward to the days of Allah. It is for him to recompense for good or ill each people according to what they have earned. Allah SWT was trying to tell us that we should always be ready to forgive those human beings who are not ready for the day of judgment. Therefore, the Quran is emphasizing a lot of chapters. We also see in the Quran, Surah Al-Najm, that is the 53rd chapter
I'm
of the Quran.
I'm also sorry for my interruption, Hamis, but because the time is too short, are you kind enough to sum up?
Okay, let me start up with this one.
Okay.
Allah says in this verse, الذين يجتنبون كبائر الإثم والفواحش إلا لم إن ربك واسع مغفرة هو أعلم بكم إذ أنشأكم من الأرض. What we want to take from this one, واسع مغفرة, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made all is ample for forgiveness, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is...
Sorry, Hamis, we have run out of time, and hope to see you again in other editions of Horizon Magazine. Bye. Thank you so much for appearing on this show. So, to sum it up, forgiveness is good for your body, your relations, and your place in the world. That's reason enough to convince virtually anyone to do the work of letting go of anger and working on forgiveness. Well, time is going very quick.